This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
There was a moment in Chair Powell's press conference today when Wall Street sat up and started to really pay attention. It's when Powell said, yeah, no, unless something changes, we're good with raising interest rates half a percentage point a couple of times this year, not really thinking at all about 0.75 points. That was the real Fed news of the day. 75 basis points, 0.75 percentage point is off the table. And as you'll hear when we do the numbers, traders really liked it. But the fact is that since Powell and the gang at the Fed started talking about making money in this economy more expensive, which is what raising interest rates is, right? The major indices have been a bit soft. All right, a lot soft, really. And you know what? Fed's probably not mad about that at all. Maybe even counting on it a little bit. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore now on the Fed and the markets.
So it's not that the Fed tries to drag down the market.
The Fed does not make policy, and they're very clear about this, does not make policy based on what equity markets are doing.
Tim Mahidi is a senior economist at KPMG.
I used to work at the Fed, and I can tell you that is 100% true.
But the stock market is one way that higher interest rates can get people to spend a little less and take a little pressure off of inflation. Here's how it works from Bill English, who used to oversee monetary policy development at the Fed and now teaches at Yale.
So if people's wealth goes down, then they want to replenish their wealth. They want to save more, so they spend less.
Pretty simple. People see their investments sink, and their stomachs also sink, and they're less inclined to spend extra money. And the less people spend, the less pressure on prices. But there is a limit to this effect. Kairong Xiao is an associate professor of finance at Columbia Business School.
If you lose $1 of your wealth from your stock investment, on average, people cut their consumption by 3 cents, which is very small.
To be fair, the S&P 500, for example, has lost $2 trillion worth of market capitalization this year, so the consumption effects aren't nothing. But yeah, it's not a particularly strong phenomenon. On top of this, families are in pretty good financial shape compared to the start of the pandemic, so they have an extra cushion before they're going to start to dial back spending in a meaningful way, says Brian Bethune, an economist at Boston College.
And so if we have a correction in the stock market, 15%, that's not going to make a big impact on household net worth.
This is all one reason why the Fed has a long road ahead of it as it tries to control inflation. There's a lot of strength in the economy and the housing market, and it'll take time for it to all cool down. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.